Welcome back.
Wish I would have stuck to those piano lessons. Maybe I could have played like Stevie, huh?
Woo!
I had fingers for it, man.
Did you?
Strong fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bridge.
There you go.
That's what you got to do.
I can see it.
Yeah, but...
it's never too late, man.
Well, we were afraid kids would be teasing us. We were in sports and stuff. You didn't want to get teased by the bullies on the team, right?
Yeah.
I know.
Hey, Mary's on the line. You want to talk to her?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Let's say hi to Mary.
Hey, Mary.
Hi, Pizza Box.
How's
hey.
It?
Yeah, so I have a take like yours, including the disbelief and rage about the insanity of everything that's going on. And don't ever doubt yourself because you are right. And we're so glad that, you know, we're so fortunate that Crude has given you the platform that he did to get this message out. You know, when I look at the insanity of all of this, a few things come to mind. First, there are a few leaders in life and more followers, and likely a lot of those followers are mindless, you know, following what they're doing. So, you know, we should be careful of what our resources are and who we follow. And then secondly, money rules. So Tom from LA is right. Let's get the money out of politics. And then lastly, getting back to the insanity of the pandemic and climate change denial, in terms of being a little bit kinder to the lost folks, you know, there's a psychiatric term called anosognosia, meaning lack of insight into your disorder or your disease. They just might not know.
No, I've got friends and family that won't do it. Okay, my son and his family, nothing yet. You know, they're brown skinned. They're worried. You know, they're afraid. They've heard all this stuff, and no matter what I say, you know. And maybe that's my fault for them not knowing, you know, anything other than the crazy side of me that could be. But I don't think so. I mean, I think they understand how I feel as a father and a grandfather. They gave me that opportunity. And I'll never, you know, be able to thank them enough for, you know, pulling me out of where I was. Because I'm at that point now, you know, you turn 60 and you can't look back at the years you lost. They're gone, man. I am not going to do that anymore. I had fun. I learned a lot. I didn't carry too much with me, which is the way we should be going through life. But, you know, I've gained more than I've lost, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Really appreciate your message. Keep it up.
Oh, and I thank you for your call and your kind words. You bet. Yeah, and you're right. Thanks, Crudy, because I know I'm not making him any money. It's not about making me money, but it would be nice to make the studio, the station, some money so that we can keep and expand the voices on this network that we have. And that's why I get so frustrated with the organizations that I've worked with. You know, I'm like, wow, man, you could be like advertising on here. You could have guests come on. I mean, and we do that for you because those are the issues that we support, you know, things like, you know, $15 minimum wage, healthcare for all. A union, a voice for everybody that has a job. Those are the things that a lot of us support. And yet, as a Democrat, I've seen them kind of just lose people, man. Just only some of us get carried through. And that's like this infrastructure bill, if it ever were, you know, but there are so many lame-ass Democrats in Washington, D.C., you know, what are you going to do? How are we going to get rid of those guys when all they care about is listening to what they say? They've already made up their mind. It's not about listening to the people or representing them. It's all about, you know, I'm Joe Manchin or I'm Kyrsten Sinema and I'm badass. That's the kind of clothes that she wore in, or whatever it said on her sweater. I can't remember. But when I saw that, and that was before we got to where they're voting against Democratic bills. Wow. Yeah, it's kind of hard when it's, you know, 50-50 and you can break the tie and you got two or three or four or five or seven or eight or 10 Democrats that are voting with the Republicans. Okay, so here's another one for you. Liz Cheney, you know, don't give her too much credit, man. She knew what her dad and Bush were doing back in the day. She even talked about, well, back in 1984 and this and that, and she supported all that. murdering and lying. And I got news for you. As bad as Kevin McCarthy is, that SOB has voted more with Nancy Pelosi than Liz Cheney did. Does everybody know that? Because you heard it now. You know, it's all about playing a game, man. It's all a game for these guys. It really is. So that's why I take it personally. And everybody else should, too. And we should be going after Robin Voss. I'm going to be there this week. Robin, I bet you ain't there. You know, you'll have everybody. But you saw what happened with this investigation hoax into the, you know, after Trump called him out. And, oh, no, no, you're sorry, Mr. Trump. You misunderstood. You sound like our wimpy attorney general when it comes to, like, what are we going to do about the guy in the DNR that's allowing them to murder wolves, like, during mating season and during pup season and way over the limit. And now they're going to do it again in the fall. And AG Call sitting on his side, man. That's Republican to me. Use some of your authority, man. It's not about keeping score of who, oh, what are they going to do to us? What do they do to us every time? Whether we win or lose, you guys let them win. Democrats let them win every single time. I'm so sick of watching it. We got the numbers. We got the people behind it. Even got people that vote Republican that like a lot of these ideas. They're never going to get there because the Democratic Party isn't for the people either. Only some of the people? Only middle income and up? Oh, okay. So here we go again with that. You know, leaving the people out at the bottom. And you wonder how you got Trump, and you wonder how you're going to get the next one around. If we don't get this stuff done through the Biden administration, it's over, man. You already seen what these guys, all they want to do is fly rockets and, you know, let corporations run everything, man. Run and ruin everything. This is an extinction process at this point.
If there wasn't so much misinformation and fighting against science for the last 30 years, where we might be today.
But how do people get so stupid? It's not like I've been studying and, you know, rereading history and science and everything. I mean, do you have common sense? Do you not believe your own eyes, your own heart and soul? No, you're going to sell that out and think that you're going to be saved somehow by... I laugh sometimes because it's like, oh, when you finally hit Earth, it's gonna be a thud for you guys. Serious thud. Because they're not going to... Billionaires only got enough for, you know, a handful of people closest to them. Well, maybe they'll take a few breeders up there, right? Somebody's got to do something for them. Either wipe their butts, whatever. But it's nonsense. There really isn't any cause for that. It's all right here. This planet is all we need, and we could fix it. I don't think we can now, though. I'm sorry. With the way the water is and the fires and the ice is all melted away. A couple of really big earthquakes. Another big earthquake. There was one off Alaska this week, was it? Yeah. Big deal, right? You know, to loosen up the corners, the four corners of the earth and horsemen and all that's coming. Because you can't deny nature, man, and science. You do, and this is what happens. It's an extinction process. Frustrating as it may seem, I got to go after Robin Voss. I mean, you know, so the hoax on the vote and these two cops that he hired and Justice Gableman. God, I got to blow him with a vuvuzela at him point blank one time while he's in his car. In that little semicircle there. And I'm just blowing away and he's pretending like it doesn't bother him. But I know it did, dude. Big time. It would have bothered me too. Bothered my mom. Not that I blew it at her, but that I was doing it at other people. But I think she'd be on board now. If you're listening, Mom, because these are evil people. My mom comes back from the time where, you know, people were decent and they cared about kids and the future. And somehow, you know, my generation, pretty lame, I think. I didn't see my mom and dad or their generation drop, you know, I didn't see the drop off with them. I saw it happen somewhere along my line. You know, We got to do something about this. But Voss, you know, he spent that. They spent the money up already. The two guys said, oh, it's a full-time job, which means we already used up the money part-time. And now he's going to spend hundreds of thousands, he says. Voss, he's okay with that, to have a couple guys go full-time trying to find the hoax that doesn't exist, right? It's not going to get better, man. Hang on. You know, maybe if it gets a little bit more worse, then we'll get better, when people decide to stand up and make it get better.